This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. 96.5 The Fan, home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Jay Binkley, Chris Onocero, the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special rolls along. Jacob Mustard producing, also home of the Kansas City Royals. They'll be playing the Houston Astros tonight. Vern's On Deck show comes your direction at 5 o'clock.
Brought to you by Salvation Army's Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com.
So there's that. There's the draft still in the sixth round awaiting the Chiefs that pick number 251 and 257 there at the end of the seventh round, providing they don't do anything. Keep in mind, they're out of ammo really to trade up into the sixth and they use a pick for next year. We'll see if that goes there. They used one by giving it to the Patriots when they jumped up. For the next guy, we're going to talk to his coach, Noel Williams, when they moved up to him. Justin Wilcox used to be a DC at Boise State, at Tennessee. He's been all over the place. He's doing a nice job at Cal. He's been there for a while now for the Cal Bears, former Cal Bears. Mitch Schwartz, Tony Gonzalez, you know the routine there. But anyway, we had a chance earlier today to talk to Justin Wilcox live from Cal, of the Cal Bears. And, hey, Cal's been very friendly to the Chiefs. Think about Mitch Schwartz. Think about Tony Gonzalez. Think about now Noel Williams. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, man, once again, another guy from Cal goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, this is one of my favorite picks in this draft. You're a defensive guy. You've been a defensive coordinator many different places, including Boise State. You've been in the SEC as the defensive coordinator as well. Kind of cut your teeth on defense. You're a defensive-minded head coach. How good is this guy?
I love Noel. I mean, he was with us for 2 years. He got better during his time here. The guy is a total pro when it comes to working his craft. I mean, his life revolved around getting better at football. So the way he, you know, took care of his body, the meetings, the walkthroughs, very, very serious about it. He got, like I said, he improved every day he was here. I mean, he's the guy that was first out on the field, you know, chin strap buckled, working extra after practice. That was him. Loved him as a competitor. He was a great teammate. So I'm really excited for him and for all the fans out there.
One of the interesting things about Noel is that he comes from a family of athletes. His dad played at Oregon. His uncle was at UCLA, I believe, and I think his brother was at Wyoming. So, you know, as you just spoke to, like, he's definitely has that professional mindset. Like what kind of athlete do you think the Chiefs are getting in Noel Williams?
Well, he's a really good athlete. He's a very, very competitive guy. You know, he is, I keep saying, it's just such a pro. The way he'd show up to meetings, he's early, he's in his seat, he's taking notes in meetings. He wasn't the loudest guy in the room, but he was as competitive as anybody we've had. And so when you get out on the field, I mean, you see that in him. You know, that he played big in big games against really good players. And he does all the little stuff. I mean, he played corner for us, and he would cover, of course. He played, you know, man-to-man. He played zone, and he tackled. Like, he was an aggressive corner. And so I think with, you know, all the traits that you get with the length and the ball skills and all that, you also get a guy that's really, he loves the physical part of the game, and it showed up every day. I don't know if he missed a practice in his time here.
Those are all things the Chiefs like. I mean, there's a reason why he was taken. It's because of these type of things about taking notes and practicing after practice. That's the kind of guy he is. But the 14 career interceptions in his career, and that goes back before he even got there, and then 12 when he got to Cal. But just one of those players that's a ball hawk too. But you talked about the tackling around the edge. He's a corner, doesn't mind coming up and sticking his hat in.
Yeah, I mean, the ball skills, obviously you see the interceptions. He's got great ball skills. He does a really good job, you know, when he's got vision on the quarterback. He's aggressive when the ball is in the air. And as you mentioned, and as I had talked about, he'll tackle. He wants to tackle. He's a competitive guy. And whether it's, you know, making a play on a receiver or a tight end or a back, it's not a guy that shies away from contact. So I loved him. We loved him as a player and as a teammate. He was really a highly respected guy in our building. And again, just super happy for him.
Coach, I can't forget, he did pick off Cam Ward. So that's pretty good when you pick off first player in the draft.
He sure did.
Yeah, one of the things you talked about is, you know, his ability to play zone, his ability to play man. Obviously, here in Kansas City, the defensive system can be a little complicated. They do a lot of checks pre-snap. And, you know, they also do a lot more complex man coverage concepts out there. What about his football IQ? Like, how would you rate his football IQ in comparison to other guys you've coached or even coached against?
Yeah, we've had a bunch of DBs drafted here in the last 5 years, 6 years, and he's got a high football IQ. He loves the game, and so when I talk about the meetings and the game within the game, you know, and playing the game with the receivers and the quarterback and in terms of disguises and splits and, you know, his eye control, all those little things that the great players are good at, he takes that stuff seriously. It's not just a guy that, you know, would come to meeting and just ask, you know, who do I got this week? It was not that. He wanted to understand why we were doing things, and I think he's going to love that. It'll be great for him, and I'm sure it'll be a great challenge for him, but one that he will gladly accept, and he loves football. I mean, I think it just goes back to that. Sure. The guy loves the game. He takes it really seriously. And he wants to be really good at it.
You know, that's an important thing, I think, too, Coach. When you think you played the game, you've definitely been defensive coordinator. Now you're a head coach, of course. But the playing football thing, it's one thing. It's not just one of those cliches that coaches use and stuff. Some guys are there for the reasons, but there are guys that, like, truly love the sport, love the game, and can't wait to get to practice. He sounds like that kind of guy.
Yeah, there's two categories. You know, there's guys that love being a football player and guys that love playing football. He's a guy that loves playing football, whether it's one-on-ones or 7-on-7, you know, Tuesday practice in fall camp or playing against, you know, down at Auburn in front of all those fans. Like, he's going to play the same. He's going to prepare the same because he loves playing the game and not just the things that come with it.
One of the things that we know here about, like, this Chiefs locker room is you got some characters in there, especially on the defensive front, like the defensive line there with Chris Jones and whatnot. What you kind of brought up, like, he's not like one of the loudest people in the locker room. Like, what is his off the field personality like? Is he pretty laid back? Like, how is he when he's outside of football?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good characterization. But he was the guy that he woke up. He was one of the first guys in the building because he had a routine. You know, he was taking care of his body. He was doing cold tubs. He wanted to make sure and get his food, you know, early in the morning before we had meetings and practice. You know, what time he went to bed. He was very. He had a very strict schedule for himself. And so I think the best way that I could describe him, and he's like a number of guys that we had this year on that side that are getting drafted, is they were making decisions about football when they're outside the football building. And so I think, you know, probably that, and he's got a great personality. He's a fun guy to be around, but he just get very serious about his craft, and he took it serious and made decisions, you know, regarding his football life, really, at each and every moment. So I think that there's a reason that he played so well and improved during his time here. And again, I'm sure he's going to attack this next phase the same way.
Well, Coach, Coach Justin Wilcox of Cal, we greatly appreciate you joining us again. Kansas City Chiefs have some great luck throughout history with some Cal Bears on their roster. Greatly appreciate you taking this time on Saturday to join us. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you, Coach.
So there's Justin Wilcox, the head coach of the Cal Bears. And as far as the draft is concerned, I'm sorry, Jayhawk fans. I'm sorry to bring you this news. It's over.
It's over.
The dream is done.
It's done.
You can stop texting. You can go out to dinner now.
Yep. No Devin Neal.
Devin Neal is now a Saint.
Yep. Man.
He's got, hey, we saw the first kicker go off the board.
We did. The Patriots took, what was his name?
Borjalis out of Miami.
It's definitely not how you say his name. Andres Borjalis.
Borjalis, out of the place kicker out of Miami. Devin Neal, though, goes to Kansas. And guess what, Kansas State fans? / Ohio State fans?
Well, actually, Kansas State fans don't like him. But
Will Howard is now a member of the Steelers.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, man. There are going to be Ohio State fans that convince themselves that Aaron Rodgers is going to mentor Will Howard and develop him into great starting quarterback.
Will Howard, the champion.
They are going to do that. So, oh my God, there's going to be so many fans convincing themselves that Will Howard is going to be the next.
And he's going to make everybody pay, is what he says, even though he's got to make his own Steelers pay because they passed on him several times.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying it.
So regardless, as where I sit, pick 186th. Pick number 10 in the sixth round. So 4 or 5 minutes per selection and 4 minutes in round seven. That was Justin Wilcox, the head coach of the Cal Bears, talking about Noel Williams, the Chiefs' latest cornerback. They draft with pick 85 in the third round. We come back, Chris and I look at the AFC West and some of these selections. Are these teams going to make a difference to the Chiefs? We'll find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Coverage of day three of the NFL Draft. Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation. That was Coach Justin Wilcox from Cal we just had on.
And our coverage is brought to you by J&M Displays. Apply now to shoot off large-scale fireworks displays at jnmdisplays.com.
And fireworks would come in handy tonight. I really want some fireworks.
Very, very interesting couple of picks that came in while we were on break. The Ravens might have taken their next kicker because they took Tyler Loop, the kicker from the Arizona Wildcats. And then after that, the Texans took Jalen Reed, a safety from Penn State.
So this spells...
Sounds like Justin Tucker's probably going to be looking for a job.
Either that or they want to challenge him, but for Justin.
Or he could be suspended and because you have those allegations about him.
And let's face it, he wasn't exactly the best.
Oh, he was terrible. He was terrible last year. So either way, there's going to be someone making kicks this year that will not be now have Tucker on the name of the back of his jersey for the Ravens this year. Kalel Mullings just got taken by the Titans out of Michigan. So that's
good
another
year
running
for
back
him there,
the
but
board.
We start to see a lot of running backs. Taj is still out there.
Yep, Taj is still out there. I mean, Donovan's still out there.
He'd be my favorite one at this point, still left since Devin and DJ Giddens and Ollie Gordon off the list.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many names.
Hey, man, I'd still put Dalton Cooper, Oklahoma State out there, the offensive lineman, if that's the direction they go.
Yeah,
there's can't always get more than the offensive linemen. It's not like Josh Simmons the ultimate answer. You can always use more linemen. They know this.
Yeah, and Cooper's a swing tackle. He could play both left and right. So that'd be an interesting option, yeah.
And they had him in for a top 30 visit as well. So he had somebody that's come in and visited Kansas City. All right, let's look at the AFC West and see what some of these teams are doing. Starting off with the Denver Broncos, Jahdae Barron goes in the first round to them, as everybody else in the AFC West, besides the Chiefs, went running backs. They went corner. And I love this pick for Denver for several reasons. It's how you beat good quarterbacks. This is one way is getting to them or stopping through the air. Patrick Surtain on one side, Barron on the other.
Yeah, I mean, when Surtain, you know, last year, teams didn't throw Surtain's way. They just picked on whoever the other corner was for them on the opposite side of the defense. And I know that they saw that on film. I guarantee you that Vance Joseph was like, yeah, like we got to figure this out. So go out there and get your other corner. Makes a lot of sense. Jahdae Barron was arguably the top corner in this draft class. So, yeah, I think it's a good pick. And you got him way later than I think people thought he would go.
RJ Harvey, a 5'8 running back. Out of UCF, Denver was needing the running back in the situation. RJ Harvey goes in the second round, pick number 28 there. So they get their running back, the AFC West, going and getting. So there's going to be some good running backs in this division. Let's put it that way. Pat Bryant, I think, was a stretch at wide receiver at Illinois in the third. Savion Jones, the edge out of LSU in the third. And Q Robinson, the edge out of Alabama in the fourth. They still have one more pick to go in the sixth round.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of RJ Harvey. The RJ Harvey pick. The only thing I'm worried about is the longevity because he's not a very big running back. So you do wonder how long he's got. Pat Bryant, you know, very 2005 wide receiver pick, big, more of a possession style, but you know he doesn't get a ton of separation. So unless he mosses everybody every time he makes a catch, it's going to be tough for him to get open. So that was a little bit weird, and yeah, he's probably got taken a little bit too high. And then yeah, Savion Jones, I like him. I think he's a good option. He wasn't as good as as good as Braden Swinson, but you know, still a decent little edge rush option. But like, certainly you're the best you're getting out of these two edge rushers you got with Savion and Q is just rotational guys.
And as far as the Chargers, don't forget they brought it with J.K. Dobbins not coming back there this year. It's Najee Harris. That was an addition for them in free agency. The running back from Pittsburgh. In the first round, they drafted Amarion Hampton. I do feel that he was the best running back, even better than Jinty, to be honest with you. Had more of a down year because North Carolina wasn't good. Had a much better 2023, to be honest with you. Trey Harris, the wide receiver in the second round, kind of that second tier of wide receivers. Caldwell, the defensive tackle out of Oregon in the third. They go Kyle Kennard, the edge out of South Carolina in the fourth. And they go Keandre Lambert-Smith out of Auburn, the wide receiver there. So a couple wide receivers going to the Chargers who are desperate for getting wide receiver help. Because remember, Ladd McConkey was their big addition. Great addition. Addition they made last year. And then they get Aronde Gadsden, who also, Syracuse had a big year. He was really one of Kyle McCord's big weapons. Former wide receiver transition to tight end. So three pass catchers there for the Chargers. And, well, a running back in free agency and the first one this year for him, picks this year.
The Hampton pick, I really like it, but it was a little puzzling because you did sign Najee Harris. And I think Najee's still got something left in the tank. He's just not a very efficient running back. So it's like it calls into question why you made the Najee Harris pick signing in the first place, because clearly, you think Omarion probably wins a starting job pretty quickly.
Too much of a good thing can be too much of a good thing.
Exactly. So it's like, because I think you want to let Omarion cook. He's a three down back to me, and I think you want to let him go out there and get his usage.
And you finally gave Herbert some people to throw to.
Exactly. I mean, I'll say I'm not a fan of Trey Harris because I think Trey Harris was one of those guys that relied on his athleticism a lot, but he's not quite as athletic at the NFL level as he was at the collegiate level. Because the corners at the collegiate, there's a lot of corners out there that are faster than him at the Chiefs. The guy that the Chiefs took, Noel Williams, is faster than him and his 40 times. So it's like he doesn't have that same speed at the NFL level. But Jamari Caldwell's interesting. That was a guy that going into the year was actually higher rated than Derek Harmon was as far as being a defensive tackle. So that's like a sneaky good pick there. And Kyle Kennard was a guy that got drafted, probably should have gotten drafted like second, third round, instead goes in the fourth. That's good value there, I think.
And the Raiders. Austin Jeanty, obviously the first pick for the Raiders, went sixth overall. Jack Besh, the receiver out of TCU.
He was a darling in this draft.
He was. He was a Senior Bowl MVP. His brother was one that was killed.
Tiger Besh. He died in that terrorist attack.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans, yeah.
But he was very good. He transferred from LSU. He was really good at LSU at receiver, good at TCU as well. Dorian Porter from Iowa State, the cornerback as well. Caleb Rogers out of Texas Tech, the offensive tackle. Charles Grant, they go to out of William & Mary. We love Charles Grant. Yep. He's at William & Mary, so an FCS school, but a really, really good offensive lineman. I love that pick for the Raiders. Then Deontay Thornton, which, let's face it, for Tennessee, should have been better. He's 6'5", over 200 pounds. The production wasn't there for the skill set that he has. He's a very skilled wide receiver, but the production wasn't there. Then in the fourth, they go Tonka Hemingway, defensive tackle to South Carolina. Then J.J. Pegues out of defensive tackle to Ole Miss in the sixth. They still have three more picks, two more in the sixth, one in the seventh.
Yeah, they loaded up on picks. This is kind of like the all-potential team because, like, Ashton Jeanty and Jack Betch, those guys, like, I'm not super high on Betch, but like,
I can be a great –
I think he could be a decent, to me, he's like Justin Watson type. Decent, third, fourth option.
He's big. He's got the size.
Yeah, he is big, but, there's a lot of guys who are big that aren't great in the league. Jeanty, I'm a fan of. I just hope he's a little bit more elusive than he was at the collegiate level because guys aren't going to miss tackles like they did in college. After that, it's like Darian Porter is an upside guy. That's a guy who converted from wide receiver to corner. He's an upside guy. Like, that's a guy who hasn't played very much at corner. Charles Grant, upside guy. It's a FCS guy. We liked him a lot as a potential option for the Chiefs. At left tackle, is a developmental guy. He's definitely got to sit for a year, I think. I don't think you immediately put him in at left tackle at the NFL level when he was playing FCS. I don't think that's a good idea at all. Dante Thornton has all the physical traits that you want from like an X receiver, but wasn't very productive when he was at Tennessee. So it's like you're asking him to now take some time to learn how to play NFL ball, and he really wasn't even great in the SEC. So Like, this is just the all potential team here. A lot of really good, talented players, but I don't see anybody from this class other than Jenty that I would be like, yeah, that guy is going to be productive this year.
Back in 2022, Besh was on that LSU team. Of course, it was loaded with great receivers. Brian Thomas Jr. is there, yeah. Malik Nabers.
Yeah, you had tons of talent.
But he never drops the ball. That's one thing about Besh is he never drops the ball. Will be a reliable receiver. And keep in mind, Brock Bowers last year, the best tight end in the draft, best tight end we've seen come out of the draft in a long time. He's, of course, back there as well. The Raiders do have some weapons if Geno Smith can get him there. But I don't think any of these drafts spell, man, I'm worried about the Chiefs getting a 10th division title because that doesn't exist.
No, yeah. Right now, I mean, I really like the Broncos draft. I really do. But I'm not sitting here thinking, oh, that's a dethrone the Chiefs draft. I don't see that.
By the way, you go back to 2021. That was the year on LSU where Jack Besh led the team with 43 catches. Number five was Brian Thomas Jr. Number six was Malik Nabers.
That was before the breakout year. Yeah. That was when they weren't that good.
But they have a good year.
Yeah, that was before they really broke out there.
So we're still in the sixth round now. Once again, the Chiefs pick in two picks in the seventh round. Our last pick in the sixth round.
Taj Brooks comes off the board to the Bengals.
Yeah. No. They already brought back
They got
Ryan.
Mahomes' guy.
Oh, they signed Taj
They
Brooks.
Got Mahomes' guy.
Man, stay with defense, Natty. Stay with defense. But
Taj,
they get Taj
Brooks at 193 to the Bengals. So.
That one, by the way, Bryce Cabaldo. Erdue from Kansas, yes. The offensive lineman.
Yeah.
That was on the right side. I believe he played left side last year.
I think he played a little bit left, but he's a right,
right,
he was right
and left. He goes to the Seahawks, by the way, right before Taj Brooks.
I really like this Seahawks draft. I really do.
Oh, and by the way, of other interest here, Riley Leonard, the quarterback from Notre Dame.
Colts.
He formerly of Duke, then with the Notre Dame, now with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep. No, that's... I mean, I don't expect much from him.
Chris Ballard love.
I don't think he was a great thrower of the football, but he definitely showed something with his mobility for sure.
No, and he did, and he was once looked upon as a better draft prospect when he was at Duke.
Yeah, when he was at Duke, a lot of people thought he could be the number one pick at quarterback in the 24 draft, and then he didn't play that well in 23, and that's why he ended up transferring to Notre Dame.
Well, anyway, Cabaldo from Kansas is a tackle. Probably going to play guard at the next level.
I think so, too. I don't think he's a tackle. Yeah,
the Seahawks will end up moving him. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll listen to the Chiefs in their assessment of yesterday. Some of those picks in the defensive players. Mike Bradway, player development director, spoke yesterday. And had some interesting things to say exactly why the Chiefs went the direction they went on night number two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, Character Concerns, NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Christian Osero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation.
Brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and PowellExteriors.com.
So we know Taj Brooks now off the board with the Bengals at pick 193. Jalen McLeod out of Auburn, the linebacker, goes 194, 195. Luke Newman, offensive tackle out of Michigan State. Detroit Lions are on the clock, followed by the Houston Texans, yeah, Green Bay, and then the Chargers.
They are making that or announcing that pick right now.
But you just wait. Wait till the seventh round. It's going to be boom, 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 boom. So if we're going to do anything at all, we better do it now, because it is going to be fast and furious coming up.
Yep.
All these good running backs are gone, though, Chris. That kind of makes me sad.
Very disappointing, but, you know, it is what it is.
Regardless. Mike Bradway, he's the one who spoke for the Chiefs yesterday on day two. Very interesting day two with the Chiefs with Omar Norman Lott, Ashton Jalate, Noel Williams, their selections yesterday. And they had a reason, a specific reason, why they took each and every one of them. But here's Mike Bradway. He's the Chiefs Senior Director of Player Personnel, who spoke for the Chiefs last night.
How you guys doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good to see everybody. Yeah. Thanks, Ed. All right. Obviously, I'm really excited to get, three new players here tonight. Obviously, starting with Omar Norman Lott, at 263, defensive tackle from Tennessee, really explosive kid. He shows up on tape. He's really explosive, athletic. He can run. He's really disruptive, really good interior rusher. We watched him like we saw on tape, but also Senior Bowl. We brought him in for a visit. A really fun kid, personable kid. I think he'll fit really well in the room. At 366, we went D-line again with Ashton Jalate, a defensive end from Louisville. This kid plays 100 miles an hour. I mean, he is everything you want in a football player, from makeup to how he plays the game. Inside, outside, when you turn the tape on, the guy is absolutely relentless. Probably one of the higher character kids we came across all year. Pat Sperduto, Terry Delp went in there, did a phenomenal job just gathering information and came back and said, this kid's special. And then you turn the tape on, he's got the athletic, traits, the physical traits, and he's a very skilled player too. And then at 385, we traded up with New England, 10 spots. Traded a fourth-round pick next year to pick up Noel Williams, cornerback from California, a guy that we had relatively high on the board, an outside corner that he can play inside, he can play safety, he's a really good special teams guy, he can return, he's got 14 career picks. Another really high-character kid that I think, in terms of versatility, depth, he's what our coaches are looking for. And we thought it was a great opportunity to be aggressive and get a corner, get a premier guy to premier position that can really help our team. So really excited. I know Coach Bags had a good day. So with that, open up to questions.
When it comes to Omar, obviously you guys really like the traits, but it seemed like he was more of a rotational player. What did you discover in talking to the school about that?
Yeah, so that's the first thing. It's a heavy rotation there, so I think he played only about 25% of snaps, and that's everybody. And in those snaps, you're talking about a guy that maximizes his snaps. Just the unique explosion he has off the ball. we saw a guy that was, you know, really conditioned. He's got a great frame. He's got 11-inch hands, 34-inch arms. He's a strong for his size. And then you go down to the Senior Bowl, and he was really impressive down there. I thought he was one of the better interior, you know, D linemen. So we envision him being a really productive rotational guy.
Mike, just when you look at the first two picks, obviously the similarity, just rushing the quarterback, was that a point of emphasis today driven by need or just how the board felt that these were the guys you liked?
Yeah, Sam, I think it was really the board. You know, I think those guys, we kind of reset the board yesterday, and it was clear those guys were rated, you know, pretty highly. And we thought it was an opportunity to just get those guys back-to-back. You know, you can never have enough of them. And I think, you know, Omar with his inside rush and Ashton just with his versatility, I thought those guys are just too hard to find, you know. So I think it was one of those, you didn't know how the board was going to come off in the second round, but we were, you know, surprised and obviously really excited. They're both there.
With Ashton specifically, doesn't have the sack numbers he had as a junior seem like the pressures were still there? Is that
yeah.
what you guys saw?
Yeah, the pressure's there. Yeah, the yeah. Sometimes the sack numbers, I think, can be a little misleading. So hurry rate, you know, pressure rate, you can feel them when you watch the tape, you know, just the activity. And then I'll tell you, you know, one more thing about him. He dropped a little weight, you know, this spring. And his pro day was probably one of the better pro days, you know, we saw, you know, all spring. I mean, explosiveness, athleticism, you know, movement was like a linebacker. So that kind of sold us on just what kind of, you know, physical talent he had.
He also trained with George Karloff.
Yeah, we talked. Yeah, we talked to the kid, you know, when he on a Zoom. And it's funny because they are, you know, kind of two peas in a pod, very wired similarly. You know, you talk to him, you see a lot of George in him, you know, both in how they play and just how they conduct themselves.
Mike, specifically with Williams, what do you see his readiness to play? Do you feel like he can come in and compete for a job?
Yeah, I think he, you know, with a guy that's a four-year starter with that kind of intelligence, experience, I think he can, you know, come in and contribute right away. Now, I think we have, you know, a lot of good players in the room. I think his special teams, the value there is obviously where he can probably make an impact, you know, early. You know, so I think, you know, just with his experience, his resume, I think he's probably more pro ready than, you know, a lot of corners you might take in that, you know, range.
And Mike, obviously his trade-up came at a cost of mm-hmm. fourth-round pick next year. Can you describe what the urgency was to go up and get that?
Yeah, we saw, you know, there were some corners that, you know, it was kind of run on those corners in round three. And a lot of those guys were nickels that, you know, could play inside but maybe not were outside guys. And, you know, Noel was a guy that, because of his versatility, you know, we thought there could be a drop-off after him. So in that case, you know, a guy like that at a premium position, you know, I think it's worth, you know, making that kind of move.
Can you clarify if that was the Bears or your pick?
That was the Bears pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know that Steve and Dave Merritt, they like a certain type of cornerback. What makes him fit sort of their mold?
I'd say size, technique, instincts. He tackles. I think that's, you know, that's a premium. I mean, those guys, they got to take on blocks. They got to throw their body around. So I think that first, I think, you know, just the size, the toughness, the tackling, and just the ball production. I mean, that's not by accident. I mean, those, you know, he's truly, you know, productive on the ball. And usually those guys translate well to our league.
In talking to the pass rusher, Ashton, it seemed like you mentioned his makeup. Is that one of the better makeups you've seen in maybe any prospect?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you know, like I said, Pat and Terry, when they went in there, you know, we graded these guys' character, and there's, you know, there's a, you know, a kind of a rare category that not many players get to, and just with the kind of person he is, not just the football character, you know, just the work ethic, the leadership, the coachability, just the person he is. You know, we talked to the kid, you know, just about life, you know, just outside of football, like. He just screams like that's a successful, you know, player/person.
With Williams, you mentioned special teams. Will kick return be the primary part of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, he had, you know, his average was good. I think he's, you know, a secure catcher. And I think he's got, you know, a lot of upside there. And I think, you know, Coach Toe was excited, you know, about that, about his coverage ability. So we saw a potential guy that could be a core four guy in addition to the return.
And with the tackle conversation with Omar, Brett mentioned just how, hey, defensive tackle wasn't as deep as maybe some other position groups in this draft. Was there any conversation tonight about maybe trying to move up even to get a tackle in the second round?
Well, there were some conversations. You know, I thought we felt pretty good about the group kind of at the top. And then kind of around in the 40s, you started to see some of those D linemen come off. And especially interior rush, you know, those guys, there's only a handful of them. You know, we saw Omar was kind of the cutoff line. So, you know, we obviously got fortunate. You know, we had a couple conversations about potentially moving up, but liked the group of players that were there, potentially at you know, where we picked, and we're fortunate, you know, that he was available.
Mike, can you maybe, it might be hard to be more specific about what jumps out, about Ashton's character. You said he sort of screams a, you know,
yeah,
rare sort of person. I know he said his sister's a doctor and
yeah,
things like that. Is all in the family?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I could speak, you know, if in terms of just the football character piece of it, just the coaches rave about him. And he's one of those guys you can turn the tape on and you're like, this kid loves football. I mean, he is 100 miles an hour. He plays a ton of snaps. Just a junkie, football junkie that, you know, he's just – he'd fit in any room, you know. And I think he's got true leadership ability, you know, even potentially as a rookie. He's one of those kind of unique kids.
Like, any good stories to tell us about Steve Spagnuolo tonight? You said saw him and was
yeah.
He,
well, you know, he just got the hip done, you know, so he was moving around a little with a little pep in his step tonight, you know. Yeah, very, very happy. I mean, those guys, you know, Steve does an amazing job just helping us through the process and identifying guys that, you know, we like and both, you know, he likes and fit in his scheme. And, you know, to get three of those guys was, you know, takes a little bit of luck, but, you know, he's certainly excited.
All four of these positions have been premium positions. Mm-hmm. Wondered, I mean, I know a lot of teams emphasize that, but just the emphasis that you guys have had as this draft has progressed on that.
Yeah, I think it was this year was nice because I really truly feel like we were in the position to take best player available, you know, with all these picks. And you know, certainly when you look horizontally across the board, you know, if it's, you know, you're gonna, you know, shift to those, you know, premium positions. And again, I think those were. I wouldn't say it was, you know, planned like that, you know, when we started, you know, yesterday. But certainly looking back, you know, really happy with how it turned out.
And then I know you know, it's something to reset your board and whatever, but mm-hmm. Brandon mentioned to us last week about running back particularly and wide receiver. Just wondering how you've seen, I guess, the running back in particular
yeah.
just unfold over these first 3 rounds.
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, there were obviously some high-end running backs that went, you know. I've always liked the depth of the position, and I still think there's going to be good depth there, you know, tomorrow. Same with, you know, receiver. You know, I think there'll be some good, you know, names there as we get going. But I think we're in a good position, you know, where, again, you know, I'm not going to force it. You know, but if one comes available, you know, I'm sure, you know, we'll be aggressive. But we like the way it looks.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks,
Mike. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. That was Mike Bradway about the day two picks for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, they'll have one probably about every single pick that they made. We have coverage for you from 9 a.m. till noon, and then more draft coverage 6 to 9 on Monday.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see their ideas, their thoughts about today's picks.
Like Bosa, for sure.
Yeah, Bosa's going to really be really interesting.
And Royals, how are they going to use him?
Yeah, Royals. I think that's one that a lot of people are going to be excited to hear about. That's probably the one I'm most interested for today. Is I want to see what they have to say about him, because to me he fell, very interesting talent, and I'm really interested to see like what they think of him.
They did pick up a pick in the fifth with the Philadelphia Eagles. They made two trades in this draft. Won 10 spots with the Patriots to grab Noel Williams. They traded one of their sevenths to move up to get Jeffrey Bosa in the fifth round, the linebacker out of Oregon. So we'll see what they say when it's all said and done. Again, the Chiefs just two more picks left. The Raiders have a couple of picks coming up here in the sixth round before their draft is essentially over. Warren Brinson, the defensive tackle out of Georgia, goes to the Packers. I should mention this. The Kansas City Texans strike again.
Man, another Kansas City kid.
Graham Mertz, the quarterback from Blue Valley North.
Played for my Florida Gators.
Wisconsin Badgers and transferred to Florida. Goes to Houston, marking the third player from the Kansas City area.
They really want to get as many people from Kansas City as they can.
Because Ursary, the tackle from Minnesota, went to Ruskin, was drafted by the Texans.
Right.
Jalen Noel from Park Hill High School going to the Texans. And now Graham Mertz, the third Kansas City kid, going to Houston. Can't beat him, join him.
They are obsessed with people from Kansas City. I mean, I guess it's a little weird.
They just drafted three Chiefs fans.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. They're gonna
And even Ursary had the KC Monarchs hat on.
As I'm saying, those three players that they have that they drafted will be very happy if the Texans lose in the playoffs and the Chiefs go win the Super Bowl.
You can't beat us, Houston. Join us.
Yeah. They'll be rocking their Chiefs gear down in H-Town there.
Jacksonville's on the clock, followed by back-to-back picks from the Minnesota Vikings, then the Baltimore Ravens. We'll bring you those when we come back. Welcome back to 96.5. The Fan's still rolling along. Got another hour for you before we turn things over to a guy that loves baseball. That's the big question in football. Do you love football or not? We turn over Josh Vernier, Jay Binkley, Kristen Osero, Character Concerns. We'll be back tomorrow 9 to noon and then back again 6 to 9 on Monday night as we talk draft. Then Chris and I turn the page and we start looking at next year's class.
Yep.
Put this one to bed, and then we start looking at next year.
To recap some of the latest picks that have been coming out, they've kind of been flying off since we went on break. Branson Taylor, the tackle from Pittsburgh, he went to the Chargers. Raywan Lane III, safety out of Navy, goes to the Jaguars. The two picks from the Vikings, Kobe King, linebacker from Penn State, and Gavin Bartholomew, the tight end from Pittsburgh, they go to Minnesota. And then LaJonte Wester, teammate of Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, a wide receiver out of Colorado, goes to the Ravens.
Take that, Cleveland. They took Wester for you. I figured Wester didn't end up in Cleveland. I actually liked watching him play.
He was interesting. And there's still some. Is Jimmy Horn still on the clock or did he? I don't think he's been drafted. I think Jimmy Horn's still out there. Theo Weiss from Mizzou is still out there.
Keep in mind, Steve Smith, during that podcast, a former NFL player that does podcasts with James Palmer, was talking about Burden. And within that, he was talking about Theo Weiss. How he felt a lot of his catches were kind of taken away trying to force the ball down.
He had Theo Weiss higher than Elijah Manor. He had Theo Weiss higher than Elijah Manor on his top 20.
I remember him having Cooper Kupp just about the best receiver a couple years ago, and he turns out going in the third round, and it turns out Steve Smith was right.
There's definitely been a few guys, but he had Theo Weiss higher than guys like Elijah Manor.
Isaiah Bond still remains. Brew McCoy out of Tennessee. Tez Johnson still remains. Xavier Restrepo, feel bad for that dude for running that 40. Nick Nash is still out there. There's still some decent wide receivers still there. Jimmy Horn, like you said, still available as well. Theo Weiss, of course, from Missouri, still available as far as wide receivers are concerned. The text line said, don't forget about Armon Mimbu. I wouldn't forget about him. He played in Missouri, tackle, right tackle there. He went to the Jets, and I know he was a Kansas City kid. He went to Lee Summit North, Kansas City kid. The only reason I brought up the Kansas City connection to the Texans because they've taken three of them.
Yeah.
They took three of the Kansas City kids.
So top 10 still on the board, according to ESPN. RJ Mickens from Clemson. Quinn Ewers still out there. Maybe he gets taken. We'll see. We're starting to see some quarterbacks come off the board here. Cameron Williams, the right tackle from Texas. A lot of people thought he might be an interesting option for the Chiefs in like round two or three. Free fall at this point. Might be better for him to be undrafted and get to choose where he goes. Maybe get a little bit more guaranteed money. Damian Martinez.
Unless you want that free parade to be the Mr. Roller.
Right, yeah. Damian Martinez, running back from Miami, guy who took an official visit with the Chiefs. He is a top 30 visit, not an official visit. That's for recruits. He is still on the board as well. Seth McLaughlin, the center from Ohio State. Isaiah Bond, wide receiver from Texas, definitely would not have fallen this far if not for those off-the-field issues.
He was the guy, as far as Isaiah Bond, had the issues that came up, ran a 4.39 at the combine. He was the one that said he was going to beat the 4.21 of Xavier Worthy.
Right.
Didn't. Ran actually a better 40 at his pro day when he went 4.35, still out there.
Yeah, he is still out there. And at this point, he may not get drafted just because of what happened off the field. Logan Brown, the left tackle from KU, former five-star talent. Originally was at Wisconsin.
He's the right tackle for Kansas this year.
No, was he? He was a left tackle.
No, Capaldi was.
Oh, I thought Logan Brown was. But tackle out of KU, he's sitting there. Tommy Hill for Nebraska, cornerback, he's there. Joe Huber, Wisconsin, guard. And then C.J. Dipper, tight end from Alabama out there.
So that's where you sit now. Again, the Chiefs, two picks there. We need to take a timeout. We come back to final hour. Hopefully get this sixth round rocking and rolling so we can get to the seventh round, the four-minute pick, so we can tell you who the Chiefs picked next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.